This is Dr. Dave dictating a follow-up consultation on Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, last name Hudson, H-U-T-S-O-N, date of birth December 20, 1950, new paragraph. Patient seen for Jessica Altoff, A-L-T-O-F, family nurse practitioner, dash certified, new paragraph. And also for Woodland Medical Center in Gainesville. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. Mr. Hudson, a 71-year-old male, has been known to me from before. He was referred to me for suspected multiple myeloma. His bone marrow did show involvement by plasma cells. Patient did have some anemia. It was believed to be from chronic kidney disease. Patient is on no specific treatment. Today he comes here following a stent placement by Dr. Fazio in left circumflex artery. He has total 6 stents. He is complaining of pain in the left chest and back area. New paragraph. Past medical history. History of abnormal bone marrow showing monoclonal IgG kappa immunoglobulin. The patient also had creatinine of 5.59. He has been on dialysis. Physical exam today, he weighs 173. Blood pressure 100/68, ICNT remarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, pain in the back and upper chest, cause unclear. Diagnosis 2, history of chronic renal failure, patient on dialysis. Diagnosis 3, chronic anemia, secondary to kidney disease. Diagnosis 4, smoldering multiple myeloma. New paragraph recommendation. At this point, we'll just check CBC, CMP, and, you know, for the pain, we'll give him a steroid. A short course. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Tommy Hudson, H-U-T-S-O-N. Copy of this may be sent to Woodland Medical Center. Thank you.